Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
All them songs about prison don't really hold up to scrutiny, do they, Orson? Let's play that more popular prison song, but I think you'll find it doesn't quite hold up to the light of day. Go on and play it. Wait a minute. The warden threw a party at the county jail. First of all, no, he didn't. Next verse. All I'm saying, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just saying that the warden is not sitting around thinking I need to show my appreciation to all the prisoners. I'm going to throw them a little party. That little prison ice sculpting there, a little prison jet skiing. We don't have that prison band that's always sitting around ready to wail. Wouldn't be allowed no instruments in prison larger than a ukulele or a harmonica, so it's a little hard to goddamn wail when you're playing Polynesian surf music. British Prison Handbook clearly states that loud and offensive behavior of any type, such as wailing, would not be allowed, and you would be adjudicated and put into solitary confinement for wailing. Unless you were Muslim, then you'd be allowed to wail twice a day. Play that next verse. Sad Sack. The man's name was Sad Sack. Sitting on a block of stone, weeping. Does that not indicate to you severe clinical depression? I ain't no psychiatrist, but I'm pretty sure advising someone depressed just to dance around with a wooden chair ain't going to make them feel a whole hell of a lot better about themselves. If that was the case, half the manic depressives on the planet they'd be down there at IKEA waltzing around with a three-piece living room suite feeling happy and peppy. Pay attention to this next verse because it's a corker.
Number 47 says to number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see.
Some of you can see this one coming. I'm pretty sure if a prisoner comes up to you and says, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see, ain't nothing left to do but order a wedding dress and print up some invitations. Donkey ride to hell. Prisoner number 3. The third oldest prisoner in the system, ain't it? 120, leave the man alone. Kind of a weird homoerotic geriatric sex is taking place because the man is going to lose a hip. That's all I'm saying. I ain't going to interrupt you anymore. Go on, play that. Finish it out there.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah. Orson Carson, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path.
That was deadly do right, Dr. Cake.
Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Rogaine for dogs. And the Hair Club for Fish. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shamps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, you're here. It's a beautiful thing, man. You're in luck. It's going to be great. And during the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine. The ever-vanishing brown-eyed Ben J. Grimm, coming to you live from the Baxter Building basement. Friday, it's Friday Night Possum. Hosted by a charming, good-looking gentleman I happen to know personally. And then, on Saturdays, we don't do anything here, go about our business in real life, and it's not your business, really, so quit asking. No. What did I mean to say? Oh, yeah, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes. If you're wondering how in the world you'd get a hold of us, and, it, you know, if you've got a high voice... You know, like maybe tits in a high voice. You could call in. I'm not going to tell you nothing. So, there's that. But anyway, if you were to call in, how would you go about doing that? Well, there's an easy answer.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first... this very hilarious commercial message.
I'm sure you recognize this lovely melody as Stranger in Paradise. But did you know that the original theme is from the Polovetsin Dance No. 2 by Borodin? So many of the melodies of well-known popular songs were actually written by the great masters, like these familiar themes.
Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
And now, all of the best love melodies from the classics have been gathered by Vista Marketing into a big four-record collection. Yes, here are 120 of the greatest works of Strauss, Beethoven, Schubert, and many more, performed by Europe's finest musicians. It's a priceless introduction to the classics that will enrich every home. But there's a great deal more. You also get this special collection of piano masterpieces, 30 of the most beautiful melodies ever composed for the keyboard.
Yes, now you can get 150 of the world's greatest music masterpieces, all for only $12.98. This collection is also available on 8-track cartridges and cassettes for only $15.98.
Yes, here's a unique opportunity to own a complete library of the world's most beautiful music. Here's how to order yours.
Call 1-800-443-6100. 1-800-443-6100. Receive $4 in COD charges plus handling by mailing check or money order for $12.98 for the record albums or $15.98 for the 8-track or cassettes to the classics. Box
0397-06-05-28-04-079-06-05-8-07-03.
Radio City Station, New York, New York.
0883-55-09763.
There's our first caller. Welcome to Possum.
Yeah, this here's Carl. Hey.
Hey, Carl. What's going on, man? What's up?
Got me a couple of dirty knock-knock jokes if you're mine to have.
Yeah, man. You know I love knock-knock jokes, especially the dirty ones.
All right, then. Knock, knock, hey.
Who's there?
Gladiator, who?
Gladiator, who?
He's Gladiator before they screwed instead the other way around. Ready for one more? Hi.
Okay.
Knock, knock. Hey.
Who's there?
Wanda Smell Mop. Hey.
Wanda Smell Mop who?
No thanks, I ain't into scat. Ha. Well, alright then.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's Fuck You, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Auga. Hello, Salvador. Hello.
I got you with the air horn.
Yeah, we lost him there at that. That was not Carl. That was Simon Bar Carl, his evil twin. Yeah, he lived in that little matchbox until they buried him out back.
That was naughty stuff.
I don't know what happened. He went blue tonight.
Yeah. Well, Carl's getting his freak on, that's all.
Yeah. So, Gumby.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance?
All the time. That commercial's on.
I'll tell you what. Just earlier today, I was saying to my dog, we were playing fetch. And I said, you know, I could probably use some guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance. What about you, Ted? He just barked. But I think he got my point.
Yeah. Can you get life insurance on a dog and collect?
I should insure him up to the to the collar, man. He's ready to go. All right. And here, this is for the MetLife people. Enough with the damn peanuts commercials and the guy there with the thing. I don't like
well,
it anymore,
I told you,
man.
I told you, one, I can't stand it. I got a mute all the time. It's that hot-looking blonde that talks fast. It's for Stark and Stark Insurance because of medical. All this medicine that's out now, they're finding things wrong with it. And she's on there.
Love that.
And she talks real fast and everything. It's like a different medication every fucking day. They're leeches, man. They're fucking vultures.
Speaking of which, it was late last night. I may have had a cocktail or two, but I saw the headline, and I honestly, I said, this is the funniest headline of the day, and it was. Where is it? This is from ifonlynews.com. Here's the headline. It reads as follows. Scott Baio threatens to sue anyone who thinks he's a moron for saying Obama is a secret Muslim. And just wrap
first
your mind around that, man.
First of all, he's a moron if he thinks he can sue people for thinking he's a moron. What a jackass.
I laughed for like 5 minutes. I'm reading it over and over again going, what? He threatens to sue anyone who thinks he's a moron for saying Obama is a secret Muslim. Scott Baio.
And he's teaming up with another guy who sues people, right? What was it, 35,000?
3,500 lawsuits in the past 30 years. And like, almost half of them he started. So, or whatever. I don't know. It's stupid.
Well, I don't
want to
get
people
sued. So, Chachi's a fucking genius. I don't want to get sued.
So, awesome. We have a important celebrity just entered the lounge. Beth Ann Sam. We haven't seen her for a while.
Oh, Beth Ann Sam. Hello.
How you doing, Beth Ann Sam? Welcome. We'll say everybody's name in a minute, but we're saying Scott Baio's name for a moment. The other thing about it was he doubled down after that. You know, he started getting a lot of course, you know, all the brilliant people discuss their business on the Twitter.
Uh-huh.
What more appropriate place for people to? Anyway, so he's doubling down by putting up beheading videos and whatnot. And jackass, you know.
So I think that Grenache needs to put up a picture of him with big lettering "moron" right on there.
You do it. I just got out of debt, man. I don't need to get sued.
You know what it is? This guy just wants to get himself back into the fucking press. He wants his name out there again.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First he said a stupid reality show.
You know, I'm reading this shit that, I mean, you know, the Hillary people got $1 zillion, right? They got more money than God right now to spend on this bullshit. And I think Trump's, like, running a little low on cash. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, man, but I think you might have been off a little bit more, Nick, too. It's all fun and games. The bills come due. It's going to be 67,000 lawsuits in another year. Anyway, I was up late watching TV. I had a weird, you know, since I'm not drinking as much, I'm having a going to have make a cocktail in a moment. But last night I was up late, so I 2 o'clock in the morning, the fucking Man from U.N.C.L.E. comes on. That's not fair. That's not cool, man.
I should be watching that. I love it too.
2 weeks in a row, I'm going to bed at 2 o'clock, and son of a bitch, dun 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 dun. Shit! There's Napoleon running around getting shot at, and then he walks up and just gives him the look. Oh boy, you're in trouble. I'm the Man from U.N.C.L.E. But Martin Balsam was the guest star, and he used the word Jim Crackery. So I just wanted to make a note of that.
That's it.
You can note that. He was, I believe it was Elia, was showing him some surveillance equipment they were going to send him with him, because he was an old agent they were throwing back into the field. But he said, "So what's all this Jim Crackery?" And I said, "There you go. Now you're on the trolley, Dad. Your father's mustache." All right. And then on Bilko. Because, you know, fucking Bilko comes on right after that. You're in for a penny, in for a pound. Bilko's always funny.
And,
turns out the Colonel's secret nickname was Melonhead. So there you have it, man. It was a full evening of possum-related incidents, man.
Uh-huh. Not a boner hose to be found, though, right?
No boner hose yet, but we'll tune in next week and keep you updated on that. All right, so
whatever happened to Martin Balsam Scooter? Remember that hot little thing?
Oh, Martin Balsam.
Her name was Calla Balsam. She was married to George Clooney.
Wow. I got nothing on that.
Yeah, she was a cutie. She was around for a little bit, and then poof, she's gone.
She have a comb over, too? That guy was sporting a comb over since, like, 1957, man.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors. Like,
he was in everything.
Your Ralph Meeker obsession there.
I
guess I haven't seen him in a lot of stuff, but
in A movies he was wasted in, like the Dirty Dozen.
He was just like an officer or something, and just hung out and said
man.
Stuff.
He was pretty much a yes man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a great Mike Hammer.
Huh.
I just seen him again in Food of the Gods, where he was eaten by giant rats.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
I mean, that's Oscar material there.
All right, I'll have to check out Mr. Meeker. Yeah, yeah, Marty Balsam, man, a lot of fucking good shit on his record, too.
Yeah. Well, two good movies for Meeker is The Naked Spur. With Jimmy Stewart.
I'm thinking
and,
that was on just recently.
Oh, yeah, that's a good flick, and he was great in it. And what's his face? Stanley Kubrick movie, Paths of Glory.
Hmm.
It was there with Timothy. Timothy Carey, another good actor. A weirdo.
My middle initial, Maggie C, is L.
Yes. And I love that name.
A year's supply to anyone in the chat room that knows my middle name. Gumby's not eligible.
I'm
going to
secret message anybody.
Let me just say, I'll give you a clue. It's French. All right. Now, here's the thing, man. Every time I blow something up, like, I was at a gig Saturday, and the music at the end was getting louder and louder and louder, and the dance music. Wrong, 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 wrong. Keep guessing. And I was like, man, I want to blow something up. And I couldn't think, you know, and I looked up Ludacris or some, whoever the fuck it was, and I said, jeez, I didn't even...
Uh-huh.
And then I just thought of a song. Well, I can blow this up because I can listen to this. Because you have to, when you blow some up, you have to listen to it like 30 times in a row, right? To edit the sounds and stuff. So I picked actually, it's kind of a good song, and a lot of you probably will like it. But the only reason why I'm blowing it up is as an homage. In honor of this song. You know, it's like when Weird Al covers Sir Paul McCartney. It's an honor for Sir Paul McCartney, right?
Sure.
Something like that. Yeah.
It should be. Because Weird Al's a hell of a lot better than Paul McCartney.
Oh, he's big time. He's big time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here is the Patti Smith Group with Because the Night.
Danny, what do you want for breakfast?
Big and eggs here.
What?
Oh, for crying out loud, I said big and egg.
Once in a while, you know.
Yeah, Sir Paul. Okay.
Sir Paul. I bet you he was in the Pecan Possum Lounge tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the, I figured it out. I was like, that word was, you know, hanging around all day, man.
Well,
it's a weird word. It's not pronounced like it. Picant.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Picant. It's spelled.
What do you got,
picant?
A word a day thing?
Well, I got this big fucking brain taking up space between my ears. I figure I might use it once in a while, you know? Kind of a hobby.
What was that Hopper book you had? Uncle Dick's Weird Facts or something like that that you used to have in the hopper?
Oh, Uncle John's bathroom reader? Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, they're still there. I've read them 5 times over. They're just there for show now. I'm working on the Essential Astonishing Ant-Man comics, which you would think those wouldn't be a high bar, you know. And it's one story in there where this guy from another planet starts, he's got everything, right? He's beloved and the whole, you know, everything's prosperous. But he feels like, you know, everybody's getting bored and they're taking him for granted, so he invades this other planet and enslaves them and shit, and then it comes around to it's kind of a big burden to enslave another people, and he has to tax his own people, and everybody starts getting disgruntled. And then they end up kicking him out of office, and they hate him. I don't know. I just thought, man, if only George Bush had read this comic book back in 1963, we might be living in a whole different fucking world now, you know? But alas, alack. I don't even think Rachel Maddow has read it yet, but she's still reading the comic version of 9/11.
Oh, you're right over it.
All righty. Enough of that. It's time for the shout-outs.
Yes, the shout-outs.
All right. Here we go. And it's a wonderful group we have there, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome. I'm a special guest tonight.
Let me say that Uncle Wiggly says hello to everybody.
Uncle Wiggly says hello. The Dirty Cub
now
fan.
You can proceed, sir.
Shake harder, boy. She's the Cubs cleaned the Pirates' clock last week. I didn't even sniff the games. I knew it. We were doomed.
Yep,
as doomed could be. Anyway, there's Beth Ann Sand. Speaking of not being doomed as doomed could be. Beautiful,
right,
Beth Ann Sand.
Yeah. Nice.
She's got a winning smile. Another one of them winning smiles, man.
Yep. Gotta love it.
She looks like she's got to be a lot of fun to hang out with, man.
Oh, definitely.
I would think. Yeah. And there's Dr. Cake, speaking of being fun to hang out with. I hang out with her every Monday night since Lassie was a pup.
That's right. Dr. Cake.
And you know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
No, it wouldn't.
I happen to know this for a fact, Jack.
Yep. It's documented.
Yes. It is. Actually, I had it notarized yesterday.
Okay. Official.
I put my Nixon stamp on it. If you've ever received anything from me in the mail, I have a Nixon stamp that I put on every correspondence. So, write me, I'll write you back. You get a stamp.
You're
right,
very strange.
Getting 40. Thank you very much, sir. I've worked hard at it. A lot of years of effort. There's Getting 4 USA.
4 USA.
And now he knows. What's he know now? Don't fuck with Democrats. Hear me now. Believe me later. They will shoot the joint up. And there's GT Trenton. Our good old pal, the strongest man. He doesn't need firearms. He is a firearm, man. He's a registered weapon. The CIA, the FBI, and the Ku Klux Klan. No, not the Ku Klux Klan. But no, he's a very nice guy. GTO, check him out on Facebook. He'd love to be your pal. All right. We need more music. I thought that would be long enough, man. Oh, well. I like this one, man. All right. This will finish her off in style.
Funk.
Funkadelic, the Jackson 5.
All right, baby.
Oh, that little kid could dance. He was so charming. He was America's sweetheart, man. Little Mikey Jackson.
Yeah.
Cute little kid. They got kidnapped by aliens or something, man. I don't know what happened there. Nice
he
kid.
Went bonkers.
Nice little black kid. I don't know what. Later on, he was the fucking ghost from.
Well, when he turned white, he went bonkers.
Yeah. Well, there's guest 3638 and guest 3648. I thank you both for attendance. I will mark it down in my Funkin' Wagnall. And there she is, first in love, first in peace, but I think third in the Possum Lounge tonight. Excuse me. It's Maggie C, ladies
Maggie
and gentlemen.
Maggie C!
She's our number one fan.
And, I just love her.
I don't know, maybe someday she'll call back in. It'd be great.
Yep.
We'll play the game, man. Remember the game? We had the game. That was when we had people calling in. We had other co-hosts and shit. We were beloved by all, and we were just two lonely men.
Those were the days. Those were the days.
Pining for the fjords. Speaking of pining, there he is. I don't know what that means. Other people's eyes. Our old pal Oak.
He said
Friday his computer decided to do an update, like right when the show started. So he was kicked off Friday. I said we said his name.
Yep.
Man, what is it? I'm like turning into fucking Richard Nixon over here, man. My hairline looks like him now, and my upper lip is always sweating. What the fuck is that?
Uh-oh.
I'd like to make one point perfectly clear. Porcupine Bob is here, ladies and gentlemen. Out of booze.
Porcupine Bob.
Haldeman, get me more booze. More booze. Alright, and there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
Yes.
As the Beaver.
That's the third time.
Well, we got it.
And your super host, Commodore Decker.
There we go. As the Beaver.
Second time is a charm, I always say.
Yeah, I was just thinking, in honor of Richard Nixon today, why don't we take out 18 minutes from the archive?
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll just be a gap in the middle of the show. Yeah. Silence.
I like it.
The past. What was his secretary's name? I can't remember now. Rosemary Woods. Rosemary.
Yeah.
Put your foot on that pedal and then hold that button down.
You know what I heard the 18 minutes was?
No.
Nixon was singing along to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. That's why he was embarrassed. It was nothing illegal or anything. He was just embarrassed.
They'll think I'm a hippie.
Public ears.
They'll think I'm a hippie. Tape over it.
Bang, Maxwell, silver, hammer, take out. On his hand.
Where's my whiskey? Where's my whiskey? Yeah, he was boozing it up toward the end, man.
I thought he was one of the greatest presidents.
If he was running right now,
oh Christ!
With these other two schmokes, Dick Nixon would get my vote in a fucking heartbeat.
Yep. I can't
wasn't down with his. Now Kissinger is a piece of shit.
Yeah,
he was the evil one. Nixon wasn't evil. He's just a stooge.
Yeah,
you know. He's a dirty little stooge. He's a stooge. You cheat, you didn't call him Tricky Dick for nothing, you know? Alright, what should we do? We got time. Oh, you want to do a quickie?
Yeah, lay a quickie on it.
I got the Ivor Cutler trio.
Oh!
Favorites of the show.
Yeah.
Featured on 3 Minutes You'll Never Get Back, which is coming up shortly. All right. Here's a quickie. If I can ever scroll harder, boy. Gee, Manetley. Oh, come on. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm into the quickies finally. And it's Ivor Cutler Trio Shoplifters, ladies and gentlemen.
shop right down on the ground. Then let us lift it for you. There's plenty of room in the blue for your shop and for you. Shoplifters. A woman whom once I know had a shop, it sold bananas and calico. She said, lift up my shop. So we lifted 2,100 yards into the sky. She thought she was going to die, but we gave her the big reassure. There was plenty of room to spare.
Beth Ann Sand needs some smelling salts, though. She got a little woozy. She must be a big Ivor Cutler fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Oak says that was different. Yes, Ivor Cutler's always. He's always different, man.
Oh, yeah.
What was that first one we played about? My hat or something? Or I love my hat? Something like that?
Yeah.
I love my haircut. I love my haircut.
Was it that?
I love my haircut.
Uh-huh. And then afterwards, the second one we played was Pickle My Knees and Cheese.
Pickle My Knees and Cheese. Oh, who can ever forget? Pickle My Knees and Cheese. I think I kept that one on the board, to be honest. Let me tell you.
Oh, sure. That's a keeper. There are people that do covers of his. We played one not so long ago. Some girl playing one of his songs.
Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peas. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees.
Yeah, it's still there. You got that right.
Someone has entered the lounge. Good song.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
Hey,
welcome to the Pickle Your Knees in Hummus. I hope it's not anus hummus. That would be bad. Remember anus hummus.
I don't want to do that.
We don't do that anymore.
No.
Thank goodness. Well, Trump wants to go back to anus hummus, which, don't blame him. It's so delicious.
Hey, for the sake of Apple Chiefs, Alex, recap. Scott Baio is a moron.
Scott Baio is a moron. The Polyvetian Dance Number 2 by Borodin. Fuck Shit Stack. Carl Went Blue. And
bloody stuff.
Sir Paul wailed.
Yes.
But in jail. They don't. That's a misnomer. I'd like to introduce you all to Misnomer. She's been a part of the show since the very beginning. Yes. She does Noam Sane's makeup. Yeah. Noam Sane's makeup. What am I looking for? Oh, it's the 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You're just in
time.
for the 3 minutes, Apple Cheeks Alice. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, yeah, and I look like Nixon. I'm getting a little jowly. Well, I was. Now I'm jowling from losing weight. Oh, man. I told you I only gained 2 pounds when I took a month off from dieting, right?
Yeah.
And then I've dieted for a week. I was down 6 pounds.
All right.
So I lost that 2 plus another 4.
There you go.
I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
awesome.
That. There you go.
I'm gonna be trim again, like when I was a youngster in my 40s. Oh yeah, I'd be a babe magnet. I'm already getting hassled at the grocery store, man. Getting these looks, you know, like they're addressing you with their eyes. They all have one thing in mind and one thing only. You know what it is. You know it as well as I do. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. And Bob Dole knows it.
Definitely.
All right. This 3 minutes comes to us from our good pal, our good new pal, Mini Nifty. He's becoming a fan favorite. But this isn't Mini Nifty. This was suggested by Same. 3 minutes!
When I can't have sex with you, and there's nothing else to do, I just lie in my bed and I grease up my head. I'm just playing with myself. If you can hear my headboard knocking, then you know my bed springs are rocking. With my cock in my hand, it's like I strike up the band when I'm a playing with myself. Playing with myself. Playing with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose but it keeps me smooth when I'm playing with myself. Any dog can lick his balls. It really drives me up the walls. If I could reach him, I'd hide and never go outside, cause I'd be playing with myself. So let's smoke another choke, and then I'll make my chicken choke. With some lube on my dick to make it all nice and slick, and I'm a-playing with myself. Playing with myself. Playing with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose but it keeps me the smooth when I'm playing with myself. It really drives me up the walls. If I could reach him, I'd hide and never go outside, cause I'd be playing with myself. So let's smoke another choke, and then I'll make my chicken choke. With some lube on my dick to make it all nice and slick, and I'm a-playing with myself. Playing with myself. Playing with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose but a teaspoon of food. Well, there's nothing to lose but a teaspoon. But there's nothing to lose but a teaspoon of food.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Mini Nifty, huh?
Yeah, Mini Nifty comes through.
There's levels there. You know. We were talking about it. He thought he didn't want to. He wanted to make sure I wasn't insulted by him giving the parental warning on the show. Said, "Oh no, absolutely not." I thought it was cool and it was funny. You know.
Yep.
I made some fun of it. Geez, that is refreshing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't tried a gin and tonic yet this season,
they're tasting really good tonight.
All right, super host. Get away.
Woo! I make these things weak tit. We're safe as kittens.
Well, that's 30,
alrighty.
You can have 17 of them.
I thought I had 17 of them, that's right. Holy cow, Scott Baio's a moron. This just in. Alright, it's the strawberry moon tonight. I don't know if everybody noticed it at sunset, but it was really freaky outside and very cool. It was like orange here, the light.
Yeah.
It's the strawberry moon tonight. What is the strawberry moon? Well, it's a full moon, meaning the Earth lies between the sun and the moon. I don't know why the fuck it's strawberry moon, but it's kind of pink. It's kind of pink, so I guess that's why.
Okay. Different moons are, for Christ's sake. I never
heard
of
like
one
that. Well, this is once in a lifetime, man, because it's not going to happen again until 2062. So
I'll
unless
be here.
They come up with some kind of miracle of science, I ain't going to see it again, you know. 62? How old would I be then? 102. No, I'd only be 101. Yeah, maybe I'll make it. Maybe I'll make it.
You go.
You'd be 102. Forget it. You'd be 102. Yeah. You'd be out of here.
That's pushing it.
You'd be over the hill.
That extra year is pushing it.
That's asking too much. Okay, so anyway, go outside after the show and enjoy the strawberry moon. A little scoop of ice cream on top. Okay, oh, and something else to enjoy. The Cleveland Cavaliers, congratulations to them last night. They brought a world championship to the city of Cleveland for the first time since I was 3 or 4 years old.
Cool. Cleveland rocks.
When Jim Brown was cracking skulls. That was the last time. Before they had Super Bowls. They just beat each other the head and the winner went home and fucked the head cheerleader.
Oh, those were the
prom queen. I meant the prom queen. That's what he fucked. Well, that was after the head cheerleader. He fucked the prom queen. Jim Brown. Then Jim Brown went out and fucked whoever he wanted to fuck because he was Jim fucking Brown.
Because that's what Jim Brown does.
That's what Jim Brown does, dude. You got that right. All right, now, LeBron James, getting any poontang he wants right now. So they won. The Cleveland Cavaliers won. But here's the best part. Here's the best part. Tomorrow, June 21st, at Taco Bell. At Taco Bell from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
Free tacos.
Oh!
You get a free Doritos Locos Taco to every last American.
Oh.
I don't know if that counts for you Canadians. I don't know if you Canadians are included in that deal or not. You'll have to check your local listings. But every American listening to my voice right now, tomorrow afternoon, you are entitled. You got one coming, baby, at the Taco Bell.
Praise Jesus.
I know. Isn't life goo?
It is goo.
Said it before, and I'll say it again.
Great taco.
Well, not so goo for the Detroit dipshit. What's his name? The Motor City Madman. That's what he calls himself.
Oh yeah.
Poor Ted Nugent.
Poopy pants.
Detroit dipshit. I like that better. Anyway. Uh-huh. He played the concert this last weekend, and he says, there was sure a gaggle of beautiful, sexy, skinny gals out there tonight, as always. It's incredibly inspiring to see everybody smiling and dancing to my songs, Biden, Biden, Biden. Tonight was an out-of-the-park musical home run. Lucky me, he added. Well, in reality, Friday night's show was barely attended by anyone. It was pretty much empty house. They had slashed tickets from $67 for general admission to $5. And still nobody wants to go see this piece of shit perform. I'm so proud of my country right now. I could just, my heart swells. Hang him out to dry, man. Yeah, shut your fucking pie hole. Go home. You got millions of dollars. Just sit there and, I don't know, do whatever the fuck. You know what? I've done it before. I gotta give him another one. This is for our pal, the the Detroit dipshit.
Ow!
Yeah, that's a beauty. Okay, $5 a fin. And people still wouldn't go see it. Used up.
Okay.
Over to hell.
Uh-huh.
Get away from me. Okay. The giant sea creature Kraken has been spotted off Antarctica by Google Earth video.
Oh, yeah?
The video of it, man, yeah.
Really?
Cruising around like by the... The Kraken is it's swimming around the tip of the South America, man.
Right,
fucking
cool.
Thing. I'll put the link in there. You guys can judge for yourself. But this is science, man. This isn't like, you know, JoeBlow.com.
Jules
this is fucking. No. It's not Jules Verne. This is like.
Uh-huh.
This is like my computer's frozen up now. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got to go too far, man. Hit too many links at one time. Okay. Well, here we are. Okay, here we go. All right, maybe I won't forget the link. Anyway, Kraken, look it up.
No, take our word
look it up.
For it.
It's a son of a bee. anyway, it's swimming around and around in circles. I don't know if they're going. Shit.
Swimming around
in circles. Anything,
they got to.
Swimming around and around. Swimming around and around.
They
got to
give it a GPS. Why don't you put a GPS on a harpoon? Get that thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you are an ancient sea creature. Swimming around and around in circles there, the tip of South America, and you're...
It's stranger in those parts, yeah.
Your computer freezes up on you.
Oh, fuck it. They don't work for it. Crack is out there.
Hmm. Okay, well, talk amongst yourselves. Okay, I think I got. Have we? No. Okay. Beth Ann asks, "Hey, where's Daddy G?" I got a little update for the fucking chat. If I can only get over to the studio page, then here we go. Great, great. Well,
that Kraken fucked you up, didn't it?
Yeah, the Kraken cracked up the show, man. well, here it is. The end of the bit, I think. I hope. It's coming.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Gumby.
Know what it needed though in the beginning? Eh? Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, too late now.
The original?
Too late now. Yeah.
So
have you ever thought
ready,
of guaranteed
Steve?
Acceptance whole life insurance, man? I mean, have you ever given it any serious thought? Because I like talking about it. I don't know why. It's just a thing. Yeah, you know, some people sit around and talk about sports or whatever. I talk about guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance. That's what it's all
about. I already wrote it out for my sister. I said, cremation, no religion, as cheap as fucking possible. And I signed it and dated. so she could show family, relatives and everything that she's not cheap. That's what I want.
You gonna be buried with your possum?
I'm gonna just burn me up, put me in a cigar box, throw me in a.
Well, I mean, when they put you into the cremation thing, you'd be holding your possum in your arms.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Get down together.
Yeah.
You know. Remember that time they tried to cremate James Bond, and they tricked him into the coffin and sent him into the oven. Ooh, that was a close shave.
Yep.
Luckily it was Sean Connery. I don't think Roger Moore got out of that one. Just didn't have it.
I think that might have been one of you who really, really died in the book. Remember I told
that
you
that was
before?
Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah.
Well, we lived twice. He died. They killed him off, sort of fake. They fake killed him, and then.
Yeah, but that was the opening. That's it brought him back. Yeah. But the book prior to that, they killed him because Ian Fleming wanted to stop.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't remember that because I read all the Ian Fleming Bonds until the last couple that
one.
Were just.
This is what I heard.
Collections. Yeah.
I heard that the Russian lady with the poison. Dagger in her shoe.
Oh yeah, Rosa Klebb in Russia from Russia with Love. Yeah.
Actually stabbed him with it, from what I understand.
Yeah. And he dies, and then he comes back, and he's always recovered. It's miraculous.
Yeah, he comes back they only lived twice. That's because everyone bitched and moaned that they wanted him back. They don't want him dead. It's like that movie Misery.
I don't know, man.
I also heard that Conan Doyle tried to kill
Yeah, he killed off Sherlock
Holmes.
Holmes, yeah. Yes, yeah. And brought him back, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
People bitched him out. They wanted him back.
Yeah. Shoot, lost my train of thought there. Oh, Ted, don't be, you've been a good boy tonight. Don't ruin it.
And Dr. No was I read.
Dr. No. Oh, well, the great thing about the Diamonds Are Forever, that's what I wanted to mention, was it had the great old comedian Leonard Barr, who is Dean Martin's uncle. He's the guy whose line is, Rock Hudson and I are made from the same mold, except I'm a little moldier. Hey.
I see Martin's uncle. I never heard of it.
That's Dean Martin's uncle. Yeah, Leonard Barr. I think that's the only few pieces of film of Leonard Barr. Although I have a comedy album, Golden Age of Comedy, and Leonard Barr is actually featured on it. He was. I'm not going
to
play any of his bits.
Check it out.
Because that seems to be. Possum death. I think Frank Fontaine went down the drain Friday, man. It wasn't working out.
I think it's died on Grenache, too. I'm going to check it out.
All right. No, I got a couple likes. I did get a couple likes. All right, what do we got left? Oh, the yodel. We can yodel.
Oh, cool.
Got a great yodel tonight by one of the great yodelers. Coincidentally.
Oh.
Hey, Ted.
You're
Ted, shut the fuck up. Lay down. Shut up. Now, everybody in the whole world knows that you're being bad. Are you happy? Come here, you dummy. Get over here. Yeah, you stoop. All right. This is Carolina Cotton.
Carolina Cotton?
She's one of the great female yodelers of all time. So,
I like that name.
Carolina Cotton. All right, well, I guess we're expecting a yodel, so.
Yodel.
Make it so.
start yodeling.
Hold it.
Okay.
Yodeling, yodeling. No.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Yodel.
It's karaoke yodel time.
One day I went to see a rodeo. I went to see the cowboys rope and ride. I got excited as I watched the show, and then I jumped right up and loudly cried. I'd love to be a cowgirl, but I'm a scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. I often try to face them while in the field they browse. But moo, 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 how they scare me. I walk up to a lion and smack him on the brow. I'd even kick a pole cat, but don't ask me to punch a cow. I'd love to be a cowgirl, but I'm a scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. Bucket 10 times and she's alive and kicking now. I'd love to be a cowgirl, but I'm a scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me. Now I tried to milk the whole scene, but she acted like a fool. No matter how I coaxed her, she wouldn't step down on the stool. I'd love to be a cowgirl, but I'm a scared of cows. Moo, 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 how they scare me.
Yahoo! Most excellent yodeling.
Carolina Cotton.
We got a little chunk show left there, brother.
All right, cool.
Man, we filled up the whole first half of the show. The first half hour, we're just yapping.
Yeah,
it was good.
That's what we do. We yap.
So have you thought about that guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance? Because,
I've given it a lot of thought.
It's been on my mind. I'm thinking of Ted, actually.
Save it all at Ted.
I wish I had another yodel.
I want to get an egg corn.
Let's go out and mix us another drink. How about that?
Gin and tonic. And then hit a quickie. You got another quickie in your bag of tricks, don't you?
Oh, I got quickies upon quickies upon quickies. It's not even funny. But first, we're going to mix a drink.
Right.
I mean, I might have to say hi, Bob, again, and I don't want to come up short. All right, so there's the ice. You got to have ice, okay, and plenty of ice. Don't neglect the ice. In a good gin and tonic. Now, Burnett's is about as low shelf as you want to go with your gin, okay? Just a splash. You don't need to get stupid. Now, at the moment, I'm risking my eternal soul by drinking aspartame, but I am on a diet, so I'm having diet tonic water. And it's mostly tonic water, with just a little hint of gin.
There you go.
This is your summer booze right here, buddy. Cold and delicious and refreshing. Not so much refreshing, because they make you thirsty for another one, is the insidious thing about gin. Okay. Now.
Now you're set.
Now I'm set. All right, Ted. Okay, Ted, you need some attention? All right. We'll put on a quickie, and then I'll go tend to my dog. What do you got, quickie? I got it. First, word from our sponsor. How about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And a quickie.
Yeah, and a quickie.
Attention, catheter patients on Medicare. I'm a professional cowboy, and I use catheters. Been cowboying for 25 years. I've broken 14 bones, had 2 concussions, and a punctured lung. I know pain, and I don't want any more of it, especially when I cath. Now, I use these new nearly painless catheters from Grenache. They hurt less. Compared to the old ones, these ain't nothing. Here's how it works. You call and you get a free catheter sample. I was just like you, wondering if I should call. Boy, I'm glad I did. Give yourself a break from pain and try these new catheters. You won't know unless you try them. Give them a call now. You have nothing to worry about. They bill Medicare and your insurance company. You pay nothing up front. You get your free, nearly painless catheter sample sent right to your home.
Call 1-800-4-RESUSCIANVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERVESTIERV
I was driving around in old Mexico. I got lost, I didn't know which way to go. I was confused, it was late and I was in a fog. I ran over the Taco Bell dog. I felt that smush and I said, oh mama, my lowrider crushed that little chihuahua. I prayed for forgiveness in a synagogue. I ran over the Taco Bell dog. If I am caught, they will put me in a cell with 20 locks. Unless I can pin it on Jack in the Box. I'll be whipped, then beaten, and then I'll be flogged. I ran over the Taco Bell dog. His last words were, yo quiero el médico. I flattened that pup, to hell I will go. I should have skipped driving and gone for a jog. I ran over the Taco Bell dog. I ran over the Taco Bell dog. I ran over the Taco Bell.
Oh, that's an old favorite.
I like
it.
Oh,
by the way, happy birthday, everybody.
Okay, happy birthday.
Just want to make sure I wished you all a happy birthday.
It's nice to play that catheter commercial. I needed a reason to send you 70 Sam over to Possum Undercover.
Yeah. New sponsors every week.
Yep.
It's just great. The Polovetsian Dance number 2 by Borodin. You know, who doesn't love that song?
I was digging it.
I don't think we officially announced it on the show. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Coming back. for another season. Yes. Who held confidence? Who was confident that he was coming back for at least one? Who said that? That was me.
I believe you did, sir. You did.
I had faith. I had faith in Larry David. In Larry David, we trust.
And Leon!
And my man Leon. Fucking funny show. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I tell you, okay. My favorite was Susie Green, man. I love Susie Green.
She says people come up to her in a grocery store and beg her to call them a piece of shit. You know? How great is that?
That is
great. I'd get a boner, man, if she just cut me out, will you?
She was a piece of shit.
She's hilarious. That show's great. And my other show, its last season is coming up, last half a season, actually, unfortunately. Yeah. Hell on Wheels, my Western, on the AMC. So I think he's going to do the Chinese girl this season.
So, how many seasons did it go?
Hell on Wheels? I think this is the second half of the fifth season.
Yeah, good. I think they shouldn't go longer than six seasons. Every show should give up at six.
Yeah. Well, this one was kind of stuck because it's about the building of the railroad. Well, unlike Wagon Train, eventually they're going to finish the railroad. And, you know, the Wagon Train, they never got anywhere. You know, they just keep going west. I think they're going in circles, to be honest. I don't...
Wagon Wheel.
But, Hell on Wheels, man. Great binge watch, man. Kick-ass Western. And it's historical.
How do you get it? How do you get it?
I maneuver.
You're on Netflix?
I told you. I get people. Well, it's on Netflix, and I have my son's Netflix. And then my buddy, who doesn't have the internet, I have his password for his cable, so he can watch cable on the internet. See?
Okay. All right.
So I can watch my shows. There's anything wrong with that?
Not at all.
Hey, if I'm smart enough to figure it out.
Well, I'm telling you, you got to see Justified. Work it out there. Somehow you see Justified.
I'll write this fucker down because I keep forgetting it. All right, Justify. Oh, I drew a guy Saturday night. He said, people tell me I look like a young Woody Allen. And I'm like,
did it?
No. I don't know who the hell he looked like. He didn't look like Woody Allen. But anyway, we discussed Woody Allen movies. He's a bit of a novice as well. I'm way
Alan
behind
Stewart
on his
coming out in August.
Jesus Christ! You know, I'm still trying to catch up.
Okay. A movie a year since 1969.
That's insane. That's insanity. It's insanity. It's insane.
And I got them all.
You're a completist?
Yep.
Starting with What's New Pussycat?
Yep.
Forward?
And even the movies that he did, that weren't Woody Allen movies that he's just in.
Yeah.
Got all those too.
Yeah. The Front.
Yeah? Yeah. Which is the best. And Picking Up the Pieces. You ever see that?
No.
Yeah, it's good. He's
married
to Sharon
Stone. I told you
Sharon
The Front.
Stone, and he chopped her up in five different pieces.
Nice. Even better. Ooh, that'd be fun. I'd like to see that. I told you I saw The Front in the theater with my older sister who'd just done a summer of summer stock. She goes, oh, this guy so-and-so is in this Woody Allen movie. You know, it's not a Woody Allen movie, but Woody Allen's in it. Star movie.
Martin, great movie.
Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she goes, so... I kind of forgot about, you know, I'm into the movie, I'm watching this thing, and I kind of kind of forgot about her friend that's supposed to be in the movie, and then there's this dancing scene, and all of a sudden she busts out laughing, because here's this douchebag, he dances across in the background, out of focus. That was it.
That was her friend?
Yeah, that was the guy, and she said he was bragging all summer long. Oh, yeah, I'm in this Woody Allen picture. Me and the Woodman, we're like this here, over here, you know.
These titles are making me thirsty.
Exactly, man. Jamoke. Every time I see that movie, I wait for that part. I look for that part. Dumbasses, you know.
Yeah.
All right, where's the tequila
at? That is the best of the non-Woody Allen movies that he's in. The front is great.
Great last line of the movie.
Oh yeah.
Well, that was shocking as hell, because you don't expect little Woody, good old little Woody Allen, to say "Go fuck yourselves."
Then everyone tells you there's still pictured, but him. He just walked out. That was cool, man.
Yeah. And we all just
then
like.
They play Frank Sinatra when you're young and hard.
Yeah. Yeah,
good movie. Damn good movie.
The whole audience just gasped in unison. Great. All right, gin and tonic for me. What do you got there, old pal?
I got another blended coffee, man. I love this shit.
Blended coffee. Gin and tonic. Oh, by the way, this just in. Scott Baio is still a moron. Oh boy, we're in for like what, 6 lawsuits now?
Oh yeah, especially when I put up that picture.
It's one show. He sued all the Jiminy Christmas. Oh well.
Does he really think he could sue people for calling him a moron? What a
jerk. Let's sue him and see. Yeah. Gin and tonic.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Let's fuck around it. Let's call him an ignoramus.
He's an ignoramus. he's a bamboon, is what he is. Well, thanks
jerk.
Everybody for coming, man. You guys all rock, but we got to roll.
Yep.
Professor Gumby? Impeccable as always, sir.
Fun time.
We got a beam out. Shit. Energize! yourself a favor. Find that on the YouTube. Put the headphones on and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's as true today.
Are you?
That's, I mean, you know, it's all the isms that are bringing this country down, man.
You got that right.
Too bad we're off the air, man, because I could go on a rant about this shit.
That's where we're.
Because I mean, you know, like sometimes I'd hear that "Give Peace a Chance" song and kind of go, "Isn't that kind of hokey?" Mm-hmm. But then when you're looking at your choices between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, yeah, your choice. There's no choice. But anyway, the warmongers are going to win, regardless of what happens. And they're not going to do what, you know, if they'd only read that Ant-Man comic book again, you know, would Ant-Man, you know, destabilize Libya? No. Keep Gaddafi there, region stabilized. Go in and destabilize Iran? No. Iraq, no. Saddam Hussein, asshole, but stabilize the country.
Good.
It's not nice to fool with
this
Mother
country,
Nature.
This country, we lost kids. We're done.
Interventionist foreign policy is insane. Somebody put up this thing about, well, if Islam isn't a religion of violence, then why is the Middle East all at war? And then some guy, I guess he must be from England, had commented on there. He goes, I do think the Yanks had a bit to do with that. You know, the rest of the world can see this. We can't see, we as a country are not seeing this. The rest of the world, it's obvious.
Yeah.
You're insane.
This nation
doesn't
know. There's a fucking nation of war on. You see what tweet Alex just posted?
No.
It says she's listed a possum owl in Canada. They have a little map with a pinpoint of Canada.
On the way.
Awesome
on the fuck
Canada.
Book?
I like that. Yeah.
I'm having trouble using fuck book anymore, man. It's just I never get the right feed. I always see dumb shit. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, sweet. Man, she's way up there. I didn't know she was that far up there. Dadgum. That's some cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see the picture she posted of her house covered in snow?
Yeah. Well, and that close to the Hudson Bay. Holy crap. Uh-huh. You get that lake effect snow, forget about it. Well, God bless her. No wonder she likes possum hour. Nothing else to do up there. God bless her, man. Love Sweet Alice, man.
Oh, she's
love all the costumes.
Uh-huh.
They're so great.
Did a nice video of the birthday party she had for her dog.
I know. Watch a little bit of that. It's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I'm kind of glad there wasn't social media when I was a kid, man.
Yeah. I wish there was.
There's a lot of shit that'd be neat to have, but it's kind of, some of it's better as just a memory.
Well, if I was younger, I wouldn't mind meeting some girl from another country on this thing and leaving. Moving to England with some babe or something.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm not uprooting myself.
Yeah, but you know, if you're younger, you meet someone.
My house is paid for, dude. I'd be an idiot to blow this deal.
But my life would have been a hell of a lot different if we had internet when we were younger, right?
I guess. I don't know. This kid, the kids don't. They have no idea what it was like before. It's just a strange, wonderful world of Jim Crackery.
Yep, happened too quick. It's like grandparents telling us how they used to sit around and watch the radio.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that was my folks. My folks were talking about radio. My grandparents were, radio came along when we were a little older. Crazy town, man. I remember when we had three channels to choose from, four if you were lucky, and had the antenna.
Oh, but we had the UHF channels, too. Remember that.
Yeah, we didn't really get any good ones until the 70s. I was going to kick Tommy in the pants here.
Give him a kick. I got to do my Scott Baio Voorhees picture.
We used to have Channel 2, CBS, Channel 4, ABC, Channel 11, NBC. And then where I lived, you could get the NBC from Johnstown. So we had kind of like two NBCs that weren't exactly the same. And that was it growing up. Well, on Channel 13, PBS. And then we got couple of UHFs in the 70s. But boy, you had to work hard for those UHF stations, man.
Uh-huh.
A lot of work to get those to come
in. The rabbit ears.
Yeah. Mary Hartman was on Channel 53, and I'd prepare like a half hour ahead of time, trying to get the picture in and shit. Good times.
Yep.
Thanks for coming there, sir. I think it was. What's that?
That was Woody's second wife.
That's right. You're correct, sir. Louise Lasser. It all ties together once again.
See that?
Melonhead, Jim Crackery, Guaranteed Acceptance, Whole Life Insurance, Woody Allen. It's all there, man. Just going to wrap it up in a nice little bow. thank you, sir. Impeccable as always.
Thank you, sir.
We miss you, lovely Reverend Wendy. We miss you, Malty.
Yes, Malt Man.
Hopefully everyone is happy and wonderful. I'm feeling great right now, so I'm on a roll.
Well, that's because of all these gin and tonics.
Well, that might be one of the contributing factors. Tune in next time. We'll be here Friday, I'm pretty sure.
Good.
And find out. And enjoy the strawberry moon, ladies and gentlemen. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
shortcake and blueberry pie. And I love champagne cocktails with cherries. Darling, I think they're the very. Must have my jar filled with fresh caviar. But a strawberry moon in a blueberry sky makes a banquet of hot dogs and mustard. Pie crust without any custard. Just as long as our hearts are in tune under a strawberry moon. Oh, the moon, lovely moon. What a glorious, appetizing, heavenly strawberry moon.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.